Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time for your Hump Day Edition. Yes, your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's November 4th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. We're going to start your Humpy Dumpy Day Off edition with a little bit of bad news, particularly if you had terabytes upon terabytes upon terabytes up there in the OneDrive cloud. Yes, it seems that Microsoft, you remember when they said, unlimited OneDrive storage. No more. In a statement, Microsoft said that since we started to roll out unlimited cloud storage to Office 365 consumer subscribers, a small number of users have backed up numerous PCs and stored entire movie collections and DVR recordings. Some actually exceed 75 terabytes. Wow, that's a lot of video. They continued saying that instead of focusing on extreme backup scenarios, we want to remain focused on delivering high-value productivity and collaboration experiences that benefit the majority of OneDrive users. So how does this affect you? Well, if you've got their top-tier package that used to be unlimited, well, now it's just a terabyte. And those 100 gigabytes and 200 gigabyte plans? Yes, sayonara, those are going away. Now you can get a 50 gigabyte plan for just $1.99 a month. And I hear all you free users out there, what happens to us? Well, your 15 gigabytes will shrink to 5. Oh, and that 15 gigabyte camera roll storage bonus, that's also going away. Oh, come on, Microsoft, admit it. You're just running out of hard drive space. And you didn't really take people seriously. When you say unlimited, yeah, we think, all right, unlimited. Hey, while we're still talking about Microsoft, there's still a lot of love out there for Windows 7 and 8.1. I know, there's not a whole lot of love for 8.1. More for Windows 7. 8.1 sucked. So much, in fact, that people are actually still clamoring to get Windows 7 on a new machine. Well, Microsoft is going to give in for one more year. That's right, you've got between now and October 31st of 2016 if you really want to get a machine with Windows 7 on it, or 8.1, but we won't talk about that. After that, you have to go the Windows 10 route. You ain't got a choice. Now, truth be told, usually Microsoft will give users about 2 years between operating systems, meaning they're really aggressively pushing Windows 10 on everybody. Probably because of all those lovely little privacy loopholes that are in the thing. They can keep track of you better. Oh, your hump day of bad news continues. Yeah, because it seems like that's all I'm delivering you today is bad news. Were you looking forward to the new Google store opening up in New York City? Hey, ain't gonna happen. Now, mind you, this was all based on rumors to begin with, but they were pretty strong rumors. And according to Cranes, that's that big retail space that they spent $6 million renovating in New York Soho District, which was supposedly going to be the place for the Google store. Yeah, there's no sign of Google anywhere. Now, right now, we don't know if Google's given up entirely on putting in a brick-and-mortar store. Maybe they're just considering another location. Or maybe everybody got around the alphabet table and said, this is kind of a dumb idea. I mean, come on, really, at the end of the day, where do you get to sell? Some extra search functions? And finally, audio buffs out there, this is for you. Well, that is if you got deep enough pockets or one hell of a credit limit. Now, this actually goes back all the way to the 90s when Sennheiser asked engineers to make the best headphones ever. And they actually did, with about 300 sets that cost about $16,000. I know, wow. But apparently, Sennheiser has done one better. They're calling this the Reboot and Better Experience headset that came back all 25 years ago. And this one will only set you back $55,000. Holy crap, I know we've had inflation, but really? Now, apparently, Sennheiser experts say that it took almost a decade to pound these things out. They've completely updated the design, they're saying, and even has a separate amplifier. Oh, isn't that nice? A separate amplifier. For $55,000, these things better turn into a freaking car. No word of how many sets they're going to make since the last ones were limited to 300. But hell, since they upped the price, they'll probably up the quantity too. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website is there. Check it out for all the great BTN shows at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday. Get ready for a late edition, and hopefully there will be one, and traffic won't... I just hope that there is one. That means I actually made it home at a decent hour. In any case, I'll do my best to get you out of Thursday edition, but until then, I hope your hump day is going well for you. We're halfway there. Week's almost done. Woohoo! And thank you so much for listening.